This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. I've always been obsessed with being a mother. And when it finally happened, I was so thrilled. I mean, I was just fucking random guys at the time, just trying to get bread. I didn't want them as a father, and they didn't know I wasn't on the pill. So finally, one of these random guys fertilized my egg, and I was so fucking excited. And in my mind, I always wanted a daughter. I don't know, I can sit here and psychoanalyze myself, but I wanted a daughter. Like, if it was going to be a boy, I think I'd still have it, but I might honestly consider aborting a boy because I'm kind of obsessed with little baby girls. Like, my sister, she had a baby girl a couple years ago, and I babysat my little niece one night when she was a baby and changed her diaper for the first time. It was the first diaper I'd ever changed in my life. And so, you know, I undo her diaper and I see the puffiest little tiny pussy. And I was obsessed. Like, my hands immediately just wanted to explore that little thing. But I didn't, because I didn't want to be some molesting auntie. So I figured, I can get pregnant. I'll get pregnant and I'll molest my own baby girl. That felt more right. But I was obsessed. I mean, I probably masturbated and came to the image of my little niece's infant pussy so many times. It's embarrassing. But I don't know. I mean, I guess you can call me a pedophile. But I'm not really crazy about older kids. It's that baby, that little tiny baby that has no earthly idea what the fuck is going on. So they made like the perfect little victim. And it's not like I wanted to like rape that little pussy or anything. I just wanted to touch it. I wanted to taste it. Yeah, I'd put my fingers inside, but not in a violent way. I just wanted to make love with a little newborn baby. So the day I found out the sex of the baby inside my belly, the doctor, or rather the nurse, told me it was a girl and I about made out with her. I was so excited. I was so thrilled. So thrilled. So I talked to my little girl for the rest of the pregnancy. Every night, I'd rub my pussy. I'd fuck my own pussy and tell her that she better be ready for mommy. That mommy was going to do the same thing to her and make her feel so good. I gave her so many orgasms because in my mind, when I was pregnant with her, especially when I got in the third trimester, you know, when she's developing in there, she's so close to my pussy. So in my mind, like every time that I came, every time I felt immense pleasure, I just knew that she had to feel something. I mean, it just makes sense, right? So I'd take my dildo and just bang myself, banging that dildo against my cervix, telling her that she was going to love her mommy and her mommy was going to love her and she'd be just like me. I was already so in love with her. Every sonogram that I got, I would take that sonogram home and look at that creepy image of my baby girl. But it was her. And I would come over and over just thinking about getting my hands all over her. I mean, I know it is completely fucked up, but I don't care. It's something that I couldn't shake. I mean, I went and fucked a bunch of random guys just so I could get pregnant. This is how serious I was. And then I was pretty obsessed with just the experience of giving birth. I thought, holy fuck, my little girl is going to travel through my pussy. Like, one of my favorite things about getting fucked is getting stretched. And here my baby girl was going to stretch her mommy out like she's never been stretched before. Holy shit. I mean, that's why I set up a home birth, because I didn't want to be in a hospital in case I started acting like a fucking pervert and coming while I was giving birth. But yeah, I was in love with her. I was in love with her the moment I knew she was a girl. And every little sonogram, every little kick just made me fall in love even more. And that was the other thing. When she was in my belly, when she really started kicking, I swear she would kick every time I would masturbate or I'd talk dirty to her. Like one night, I was laying in bed, rubbing my belly, rubbing my clit, and I was telling her in my belly, I was telling her how much I wanted her little infant pussy and how I was wondering how it will taste and how puffy and chubby her little lips will be. And she started kicking so hard. And I just knew. I knew that was her little way of saying she was excited. She was excited for her mommy to molest her. So I finally gave birth and I was so fucking excited. I didn't even feel any pain because I was so excited about her coming out that I didn't give a fuck about the pain. And so I had this doula who knew I was excited to give birth. Of course, she didn't know my real desires, but I warned her I was nervous that giving birth would make me come. And she actually told me that happens to some. So I was so excited to push my baby girl out. And I did. I came so fucking hard. I do remember pain when she started coming out, especially her little head. But when her body was inside my pussy and her head was just barely out, oh my God, I fucking came. I came giving birth to her because that's how excited I was. And that she was stretching mommy out so good. And then when that lady finally put her in my arms, I just cried with joy. I was so excited to see her little naked body come out of my body. Oh my God, that's the other thing. I put a mirror right in front of my birthing body and watched every single second of it. It was like the hottest porn I'd ever seen, watching my baby girl push out of me. Holy shit. So I kicked that lady out like immediately. I told her we were healthy, like come back tomorrow if you want to check, but you know, leave me alone to bond with my baby girl. So she left. And oh my God, I gave her kisses all over. I made out with her. I couldn't help myself. She was just looking so precious, and I wanted to stick my tongue in her mouth, and I did, and she didn't cry. She didn't cry at all. Her little mouth was so soft. Oh, my God. And her little baby drool, oh, it was just, it made me so wet. And I just kissed her. I kissed her little, like, she had these chubby little tits. I worshipped those. I worshipped her little belly. And then I finally got that little infant pussy I was wanting so badly. God, it was so precious. Like the size of my thumb width. I mean, I was obsessed with that. You know, how little, how big would it be? And there it was, like the size of the width of my thumb. And it was so puffy. It was so tiny. And I studied it. I studied every single little centimeter. I opened her up. I tasted her. I put the very tip of my pinky in that little hole. I was coming without touching. Like the moment I felt her little fuck hole, like tighten against the very tip. The tip of my pinky, I fucking came. I was so in love with her. I wanted to eat her up. Like, I just wanted to stuff her back in my pussy and come on her. I know that sounds crazy, but that was the feelings that I had. I just wanted to, like, push her right back in my pussy and just love her in that way. Oh my God, it was wonderful. Oh, and her little tiny ass. Oh my God. I even rimmed her for a good 30 minutes. Oh, she was so perfect. She had mommy wrapped around her finger, not even an hour of being born. I was obsessed with her. And I didn't sleep that night, not because she kept me up, because I couldn't keep my hands off of her. I couldn't keep my mouth off of her when she was napping. I put her limbs inside of my pussy. I needed her inside of me. And I think she loved it because she didn't wake up. And her little hand, her little arm was inside of me. And I came over and over again on her. And then her little legs, I did the same. Her cute little feet. God, I was forever, like, she was my world at that point. She was my arousal. She was the reason my pussy would ever get wet, was this little tiny girl that I grew in my belly. I wanted everything. I wanted everything so much that, you know, the thought of anyone else having her, even holding her, touching the skin on her arm, like, made me want to fucking rage. It made me mad to think about anyone else having her. And I knew what I had to do. I knew what I had to do after a whole night of just sensually, like, making love to my newborn daughter. I knew I had to snuff her out peacefully because that's how much I didn't want anyone else to have her. I wanted my time with her, and I did. I spent probably 24 hours, like, molesting, and I never, you know, forced anything inside of her, just the tip of my pinky. But I definitely put her inside of me, her little limbs. But it wasn't about hurting her. Like, I knew that I was a pedophile because I wanted to. I spent a whole 24-hour period molesting my own newborn daughter. So I knew I was a pedophile, but I wasn't a pedophile that wanted to, you know, rape the fuck out of her. I just wanted to love her sensually and sexually. And that was enough for me. And I kind of told myself, like, snuffing her out was not my original plan. It wasn't. But after I was drunk on her infant pussy and the smell of her skin and her baby slobber, I became obsessed with other people having her. And I just knew I had to snuff her out. I loved her and I needed to love her in that 24-hour period and just hold that the rest of my life. You know, so what I did, and I thought this was the best way to snuff her out lovingly, is I took her cute, adorable little face. I first kissed her, made out with her for a good 10 minutes, telling her goodbye. And then I put her cute little face right between my legs and I held her little head. I didn't like smush her skull or anything. I just held her against my pussy and just smothered her to death right on my pussy. And I came so many times, so many fucking times for my baby girl. Her just dying right there with mommy's pussy, the pussy that gave her life, now ended her life in the most loving way. And, you know, I didn't cry. I didn't cry for her because I didn't think that I like murdered her. I thought it was the best way that I could love her because I could not stand the idea of someone else having her. Like, oh my God, like if, let's say she was 6 months old and some creepy fucking child molester molested my infant girl, I would murder him. I would literally murder him. And I could not have that. No one else could have her. No one else could touch her. No one else could hold her. I wanted her forever. And so this was the best way. So I then remembered that I had to go to church the next day because they were all expecting me. See, I'm very involved with my church and everyone knew that I had given birth and they even had like a special reception for me and everything after the service. So I thought, shit, like, what am I gonna do? Because I did plan on keeping her a little while and having fun with her body, like she was, you know, like a little dead baby doll, and just loving her as much as I could until she started, you know, like deteriorating. So I thought, okay, well, this whole church thing will have to cut into my necro fun with my sweet baby girl. So I put her in the cutest little dress and I put her into the little stroller that someone had bought me from church. And I made sure to like keep her nice and bundled. And she looked perfect. She looked like she was just a sleeping baby. And I thought, okay, we'll just go to church, get this over with, and then I'll come back home and continue to make love with my little dead daughter. So, yeah, I brought her in, and she looked so gorgeous. And people were trying, and I knew they were going to. They wanted to look at her, and that's fine. You can look at my daughter. But they, you know, they wanted to hold her and I just had to politely say, which made me want to rage, but I was polite and I said, no, She's sleeping. You know, I was worried about germs, whatever. I gave them all the excuses, but they all doted on my perfect little daughter, and they had no idea she wasn't alive anymore. It was perfect. They just thought she was a well-behaved sleeping baby, and I had to keep up with the act, you know? I had to pretend I was giving her a bottle and shushing her. And so the service started, and I was actually in the back pew where handicapped people sit, you know, with wheelchairs, because I had the stroller. So I was by myself, and, you know, I'm just looking down at her, God, falling in love with her even more, thinking about all the ways she made me come, thinking about how hot it was to snuff her with my own cunt. And I couldn't help myself. I started molesting my dead baby. I mean, right in the church. And the blanket was over there, so no one could see a thing. I just started, like, fingering her. And I figured, since she was, you know, dead, that I could actually really finger her. And not to the point, I didn't want to, like, ruin her pretty little dead body, but I definitely wanted to get deeper in there while I could. So I just slowly stretched that thing out while the service was going on, and people were, like, looking over at me and smiling, and I'd smile back. Little did they know that my fingers were deep inside her dead little pussy. It was so hot. I think I did have a hands-free orgasm just doing what I was doing in church. God, and I just kept molesting her whole little body in front of everyone and no one having a clue. I couldn't keep my hands off her, obviously. It was the way her little, I became obsessed with it. She had these little fat folds in her inner thigh that just melted me. And the way that tiny, itty-bitty newborn pussy felt so goddamn soft. And then her little baby clit. Oh my God, it was the cutest little, like, it was like a pinprick, you know, like this tiny little button. And then I started fingering her asshole at the same time. So, you know, mommy had a thumb in her little pussy, and then I had two fingers in her asshole. And I'm just, oh my God, I'm just necro finger fucking my dead daughter. Her looking so beautiful. I had to excuse myself from the service and go to the bathroom. And I figured, let's take advantage of her being a little beautiful dead little doll. I'm going to take advantage. And I stuffed her all the way back inside my pussy. I fucked myself with my dead newborn daughter. And it was so goddamn hot. She stretched me out so good. I came all around her body, the walls of my pussy just closing in around her. Oh my God, I squirted. I was so wet. It was the hottest thing I'd ever experienced. Oh my God, and I kept her little face outside of my pussy so I could look down and see my spread little lips. And then see her pretty face looking up at me. And I just stroked her face while I did it and while I came, telling her how much I loved her, putting my fingers down her little throat. God, it was so hot. Oh my God. And I even just, like, when I pulled her out, oh my God, when I pulled her out of my pussy, I came several times. I had probably one of the best orgasms of my life, feeling her little body just pull out of me. God. And then I thought, well, shit. Here I am, like, still in public. and she smells like my pussy. So I had to hurry up and give her like a wet wipe bath. And so I cleaned her all up, put her back into the stroller, and she was my pretty little angel again, my little sleeping doll. I went back to the service and people were just smiling at me, the new mother with her little stroller, and sat down. Couldn't keep my hands off her more. And I'm just staring down at her. Just, I was so like craving to make out with her dead face. And I just leaned over into the stroller, and I knew no one could see it. The little wind protectors were in the way. And I just like spit. I opened her mouth and spit in her mouth. Even I did. I snuck a kiss. I mean, that was risky being out in public, but I did. But it just looked like I was leaning over into the stroller and I just spit in her pretty little mouth. I put my fingers in there some more, just exploring her soft little malleable mouth, her gums. Oh my God, her gums were so delicious to me. I wanted to lick her gums just for hours, but I loved to feel the back of her throat. Oh my God, my fingers just pushing back in there, and her not making a squirm, just so perfect. My dead little doll. I don't know if it was being in public that made me so brave to do all these things, but I just couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. And I knew I was going home afterwards. I should have just stopped there, but I didn't. The whole like church service, I was so bored. I wanted her. And so I just thought of things I could do. Like I looked in the diaper bag and got out her little pacifier that she never got to suck on. And I just quietly like stuck it in between my legs, under my skirt, my dress. I dipped it in my wet pussy because I was soaking wet from earlier. Dipped it in there, put it in her dead little mouth, and had her taste mommy's pussy. So hot. And so people just, you know, glancing over and smiling and giving me thumbs up for, you know, finally giving birth. And God, little did they know, she was just my dead little fuck doll. I couldn't wait to get her home because now knowing that she was completely dead, you know, no life. I knew that I could really, really use her. But again, I didn't want to like ruin her little body. That was never in my plans. I didn't want to like break her in half. I just wanted to rub my pussy against her more. I wanted to have her be like my little lesbian lover. I wanted to take her dead little infant body and her dead little infant pussy and just like scissor her, just grinds her against mommy's pussy over and over until it was too late to do so. God, if I could. And then I thought, if there is just some way I could magically make her last forever, like she would never go too cold and all that gross stuff, God, I would keep her forever. And then I thought, well, maybe I can find some fucked up company that can give me a replica of what my newborn daughter looked like. But it wasn't the same. She wasn't mine. But I will tell you, I took so many pictures of her little infant pussy. Pictures, videos, her little asshole. I took a picture of everything, because I knew that would be the hottest porn for me of my little infant daughter's pussy spread. What her little slit looked like. What her little slit looked like with mommy's little pinky in there. And then while I was in church service, I picked her up out of the stroller. I thought it was safe. You know, no one was too close to me. And I just held her in my arms while my one hand, you know, one hand was cradled underneath her and my other hand was shoved in her holes the whole time. I wanted to keep her there forever, forever. And I did for the rest of the ceremony. Just kept my fingers implanted right there, finger fucking my dead little daughter in church. And finally, the service was over. So I figured, let's go to this damn little luncheon they planned for me, and I'll just make up an excuse to leave early. So we, you know, went into this hall, and people are congratulating me and looking at how pretty she is. And I just used the whole germ thing to keep them a little far away. I just told them I was being super careful with germs, so to keep your distance, but they could definitely look at her. They absolutely could not touch her. If she was alive, no one would be touching her. No one but me. But since she was dead, I definitely had to hide the fact that she was getting a little cool to the touch. But still, she was so, so sexy to me. And finally, that luncheon was over with. You know, my fingers never left her little fuckholes. I didn't even put her in a diaper, right? There's no need to. She just had her little gown on, and I had my fingers stuffed inside of her. And I finally got the fuck out of there. And on the drive home, I kept her in my arms, like low, so a cop wouldn't see me, because I did not want to take my fingers out of that delicious little infant cunny, that snuffed little infant pussy. And so I finally got home again. I took her straight into my bed, undressed myself, and just put her little infant pussy right on top of mine. And I grind her against me, just touching her all over, pulling her to make out with me, my dead little daughter. I really should feel like I'm really fucked up, right? I'm fucking my dead little, like, 2-day-old daughter. But I don't fucking care. It still was the hottest thing to me. Maybe even hotter that she was dead. She was dead from mommy's love. And the best way to go, I mean, she died and mommy's cunt. And I just enjoyed her over and over again. I scissored her. There's no telling how long. I mean, just so long. I love seeing her tiny, itty bitty pussy against mine. Just grinding her against me. And I even got one of my smaller dildos and fucked her little pussy. And I just told her while she was laying there, all dead, all beautiful and sexy, all sprawled out, as I fucked her with my little dildo, I just kept telling her she was mommy's beautiful little rape princess, that mommy loved raping her in her last moments and even afterwards. She was my dead little rape princess. And I told her how much I loved her and made out with her dead mouth. It was so goddamn hot. Oh. And I could tell the fun was probably almost over for me, so I decided she needed one more stuffing inside mommy's pussy. So I took my beautiful little rape doll, my beautiful necro rape doll, and I stuffed her inside all the way. Gosh, she fit so perfectly in there, just stuffed. And Oh my God, I came and came and came all over her. It felt so good to feel my walls closing and clenching around her, like my pussy was hugging her dead little body, soaking her in my filthy, murdering pussy juices. It just was turning me on, all the wrongness of it, but mostly how much I loved her inside of me. And I knew I needed to have another one of her. I needed to have more and more little daughters. I wanted to do this all over again. I mean, every single one I'd probably snuff out and love every second of it, because her dying from my pussy was the hottest thing that's ever happened to me. That orgasm was so worth it. And here's the thing, the world is so fucked up. People are fucked up. So I'm just protecting her. I'm protecting my daughter and my future daughters from fucked up people. And she should be lucky to die from mommy's pussy. Dying, inhaling mommy's pussy, screaming into there. Oh, it made the best vibrations. But the best, I think. Oh, well, pretty close to best, was feeling her dead, cold body inside of my warm, wet pussy. God, just coming around an infant's dead body felt so good. It felt so fucking good. And then pulling her out and making out with her, licking all over her body, licking my own filthy juices off of her soft, delicate body. I've never came so much in my life. And I'm coming from a 1 day old infant. Gave me the best fucking orgasms of my life. And I knew I needed more. I was going to fuck more strangers to have them breed my pussy and fuck them. I don't even care. They're just goddamn sperm donors. They're just a reason for me to fall in love with a whole new baby girl. Stuffing my dead daughter inside of my pedo pussy was a peak of my life. I mean, I think that's why I was born, to stuff my daughter, my dead daughter, into my pedo pussy. So the last thing I did before it was time to, you know, get rid of her, which was so, that's the only time I cried, is that I had to get rid of her. I had to, you know, put her away peacefully. So the last thing I did, because I thought, okay, she's already covered in mommy's pedo pussy juices. Now I'll cover her with the little bit of breast milk that she never got. So I squeezed both my nipples and just sprayed her all over. And I didn't realize how pleasurable lactation felt. And I saw, so I came again and I just covered her with breast milk, and she looked so fucking precious, my dead little girl, all covered with mommy's milk. And I rubbed it in, told her how much I loved her and how much I'll always remember her. Every time my pussy gets wet, I will think of her. I told her all these things, and I believe that I gave her the greatest love of all. Even though I did have to snuff her out, she still received the greatest love of all from her mother.